Podtacker Update, Episode 60 for the week of April 24th, 2006.
All right, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Podtacker, the unofficial Halo 2 podcast. I'm your host, Fumo Jive.
I'm the Grand Poobah himself, Ankylo05.
And this is Shardy.
What's up, guys? And here we are with the Podtacker Update Show. And this is kind of the grab bag edition here, where we talk about all kinds of stuff, from the latest news and info, to glitching in Halo 2, to campaign tips, to Halo jokes, all kinds of stuff. Lots of stuff to cover here. So let's get going on that. And starting off, we have some Podtacker news going on. Man, we got a lot of things going on at Podtacker these days, eh? It's kind of crazy. Start off, we have a Rumble tournament free-for-all hosted by IX Scope XI. That will be on the 29th and 30th of April. There's going to be a link in the show notes for that. It's going to be pretty cool. Also, we have a Podtacker Fight Night coming up, which will be on the 30th of April from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Link in the show notes on that. And that's going to be, what is that, that's just like a punch-out match, right? It's like melees only. Did you guys see the details on that?
Yeah, I saw
that.
No, I didn't get it. It's like boxing. It looks style.
That's going to be pretty cool. Is it like, isn't it like damage resistance or something like that to keep it going and stuff?
I don't know. I haven't really read the details.
Yeah. Well, it should be cool anyway. It's definitely a melee-only match going on for a series of matches, so it should be pretty fun, you know. A little diversion, a little different stuff going on. Also got the Podtacker Racing League, and man, a lot of interest in this on our forums. And this is going to be pretty sweet, man. This is the Warthog Racing going on. So that should be a lot of fun. And that one's going to be on May 5th. There's also a link in the show notes on that if you want to sign up. Link for all these, for that matter.
Yeah, that looks really cool. Kyle Bell is really doing a good job making maps. Like, I just joined his party, and he's just, like, wandering around, planning up tracks.
Sweet. So how does that work then? You got just like pre-made tracks that are set up and everybody follows them and just goes from the beginning to the end?
I guess like Cowbell or Lord Hobo, they'll just show you around like where the track is and then you race.
Awesome. Way cool. So I guess
I'll definitely be joining that one.
I guess it's only two people at a time. I mean, unless there's any maps with more than two Warthogs.
Yeah, I think they're only going to do four Warthog maps.
What maps have four Warthogs?
Headlong, Coagulation, Containment, Waterworks.
Can you get four Warthogs on Headlong?
Yeah. There's two by the defensive and two by the offensive.
Huh. I've never seen a game like that. Okay. I'm a noob. All right. Well, we also have the Recreational Clan Tourney coming up on May 20th. There's going to be a link in the show notes on that as well. And that one is for recreational clans only, so it should be pretty hang loose. Lots of fun for those of you that are in one of our four recreational clans, the Podtacker Rec Clans. And if you're not, you can sign up for a free invite to one of our rec clans. And
oh, it's free?
Yeah, it's free. We used to offer it for $9.99 with an extra toaster thrown in for for a bonus. No, it's
easy payments of $99.99.
Yeah, really. Act now, we'll throw in.
It can be yours now. Supplies are limited.
Yeah, I don't know why I said free, but anyway, no cost. But yeah, you can sign up for one of our invite to one of our recreational clans, which just kind of hang out, play customs, you know, meet new people, stuff like that, other listeners to the show. And you can find that on the link on the right side of our website, podtacker.com. It says request a clan invite. And if you want to get into one of our pro clans, we have occasional pro scouting events for people that are really into the competitive nature of Halo. So, geo. Hey, so we got this 1500 campaign going on, right?
Yeah.
Looks pretty cool.
Saw that on the forums.
Yeah. So why don't we go back and forth on this one on the numbers here? But we're trying to get our listener count up to 1500 before E3. So, hey, if you guys want to join in the fight here, there's a few things you can do. Why don't you start us off, Mankilla?
You can send a message to your friends list saying, check out podtacular.com, but please, just one message.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool. That I was just going to say real quick is that it's like, just think if everybody that listens to Podtacular, or maybe just even two-thirds for that matter, send out just a quick message to their friends list and say, hey, you got this cool podcast to listen to, podtacular.com. You know, it just, if every, you know, if two-thirds of the listeners sent that out, that's for freaking, that's a lot of messages going out.
I do that all the time.
Yeah. There you go. So that'd be pretty cool. Okay, go ahead.
Put podtacular.com is your 360 motto, or gamer tag motto, until E3.
Yeah, and you can also vote for us at Podcast Alley. There's a link on podtacular.com. Or, even better, write a review of the show at iTunes, the iTunes Music Store. On the podcast section.
Yeah. If you're really hardcore, you could mention the show in the pregame lobby or postgame chat, or even during a game to your teammates. Just not all three. That would be pretty annoying. But hey, like during the middle of a game, just go, "Hey guys, you guys seem pretty good. You should join my clan. Go to podtacular.com for more info."
Yeah, just
they'd
don't
be
do
like,
it.
Like, what the crap, dude? We're trying to arm the bomb here, and you're talking about the West Side.
You're like in the pregame, like. Real quick, podtacker.com. And then in the game, you're like, podtacker.com. And by the end, they're like, shut up, I'm leaving feedback for you. So you can also use Podtacker user bars or link to podtacker.com in your forum signatures at other forums, which should be pretty cool.
You can wear some Podtacker clothing from the store.
And if you were a guest host, you could offer to be interviewed on other gaming sites about this cutting-edge podcasting thing and how it's been successful for us Halo 2 folks.
Gee. Podcasting
so
is a wave of the future.
All because of Halo.
Yeah. Well, let's move on to some other news we got going on here in the Halo 2 community. There's one thing that I wanted to cover is that, I don't know if you guys ever heard of this. Have you guys heard of this HeyLouvre site? Are you familiar with that?
No.
It's like, the Louvre is a art museum in France, I believe. And
yeah.
So it's a play on words there. But anyway, it's a HUDless image gallery from Halo. And what they do is they actually, like, they'll put their view in one corner and they'll take a screenshot and they'll basically create, like, a tile effect where they take screenshots all the way along in like a grid formation, and then they'll use a graphics program to tie it all together into one gigantic image. So it's pretty sweet. And they got like all kinds of different screenshots for in that format on this site. So we'll have a link in the show notes on that. It's pretty cool for you guys to check out. This makes for some really good wallpaper too, actually. So
that's pretty sweet.
Yeah. Totally worth checking out. MLG also is going to be on TV shortly in the USA Network. Woo! Can't wait, man.
That's going to be sweet.
Totally. Are you guys into that? The MLG on TV? What do you guys think of that?
I hope it's not crappy like on MTV, because the guy they had playing Halo 2 is a total loser.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
a bad really
lame image.
Yeah. Well, if I saw a little movie on podtacker.com in the forum somebody posted from YouTube or something like that. And
yeah.
It looked pretty sweet, man.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was from some MLG tournament in New York for, I think it was $50,000. Is it $25,000 or $50,000?
Gosh.
It was like Team 3D versus, I think, the Freaks, something like that. It's pretty crazy.
Oh, man.
I wish I was that good.
Yeah, don't really?
Join the club, Shardy.
Well, yeah, if it's as good as that, man, then it should be mighty good, and I'm going to be looking forward to it. I guess they're going to do, what, 7 one-hour shows or something like that for
yeah,
each series?
That's what they're saying.
Nice. Well, anyway, they also got some new sponsors. They got Boost Mobile on board, and they got Scion Auto, also sponsoring MLG. So, man, this is going to be big time, man. Pretty soon it's going to be on ESPN. And
they tried to get on the ESPN before, but they didn't want it for some reason. I don't know why, because they get a huge viewer base.
Yeah, well, you know, back in the day, Apple wanted to license Epson's whole like OS with a Mac OS and everything with like the graphical user interface, and they wouldn't do it. But
OS 2 Warp was the best by far.
Anyway, that's like a little geek interlude for those who care. On to a couple things here. We got also some matchmaking changes coming up. Dude, do you guys know when this comes out? That's the one thing I couldn't find right offhand.
No, I'll check it out.
I don't
out.
Think they actually said when it was going to come out.
Okay.
They said soon.
Okay, well, I can't wait. And hopefully they freaking do it quick. Because one of the things is like getting rid of backwash and matchmaking, because 360 owners can't load backwash properly. Basically, it lags right. like crazy in backwash because all the fog. Because 360 sucks.
Backwash sucks.
Yeah, well, it's kind of a fun map. I don't know. I don't. A lot of people talk crap about backwash. I kind of like it. I don't know. But then again, for matchmaking, it's kind of weird because if you get shot by a BR on backwash and you know, you don't know where it's coming from, you don't have a whole lot of choices because you can't really find them. You know, it's hard to trace the shots back. Anyway,
Bungie. They said timing has yet to be decided, but the update should come out in a few weeks.
Sweet. Well, we're looking forward to it.
Duels. Get rid of the duels.
Oh, God, yes. I hate duels on Foundation. That is the most stupidest thing ever to just, like, whore the turd.
Yeah, really. Because you can't get, you know, mid-range going on with duels.
Yeah. And then I just stick them. It's so fun. You just stand in the middle and try to stick them on the turret. Give my little blue hat present for me.
Right on.
Say hello to my little blue friend.
Al Capone here. Take care of business.
Al Caponeage.
Well, we got some news from Sugar Daddy, who says if there's any British listeners out there, head over to BritXbox.co.uk. It's a cool Xbox fan site featuring great forums, competitions, game trailers, the latest news, and much more. Just don't go over there and make fun of our accents. Yeah. That'd be bad news, man. You
What's
get dogpiled. Definitely.
Alright, Juice57 says, "Hey Foo, I listened to episode 55 and heard something about Beaver Creek, Oregon." I'm pretty sure you meant Beaver Creek, Oregon.
Yeah.
And he says, "Well, I live in Oregon and just had to know where Beaver Creek is. So I did a little Google search for it. And it turns out that Beaver Creek, Oregon is about 2.5 hours from his house and that there was little info about the town. Here's what he could find about Beaver Creek." Said, "Beaver Creek is a small, unincorporated community in Clackamas County, Oregon.
Clackamas.
It's named after the creek that flows through the community."
Cool.
And he says, has some other random stuff.
He says,
and he also says that there's a arc-shaped bridge in the middle of the city.
Nice.
That's interesting.
Are there rockets on top?
Then again, aren't all bridges arc-shaped?
Generally.
They wouldn't really be bridges.
Occasionally they're flat, but it's here nor there. So hey, is there an overshield at one end of the creek?
That'd be cool. I want to go there and look.
Yeah.
I like go to town hall, like the information center, and go like, "Excuse me, can you tell me where I can find the overshield?
Can you direct me to the sniper rifle, please?"
Where's the enemy hiding his flag?
I wonder, like, do you guys happen to have like a transporter from one end of the city to the other? Because I read that somewhere in like the tourism guide.
It's like you blow your little Halo 2 handbook.
Yeah.
Beaver Creek, right here.
You're like, "Look, it says right here. I mean, what's the deal?" Can I talk to your manager?
So when are the Blues showing up?
The who?
The Blues.
What you talking about?
Blues, you know, BLUES, the bad guys, the guys that you shoot at.
Oh, okay. Took me a minute on that one. Good point. Of course, like, everybody need to be wearing red for that to, for that to work.
I can't find the Needlers.
Yeah, really. Isn't there a Needler spawn somewhere around this building? I don't know. Anyway, we got a whole bunch of glitching tips coming up here. And let's start off with Battle Warrior 21, who says this is one way to get out of the map. What you first need is an elite body and a specter, and then go behind the blue base cave, kind of like in the middle, with the specter, and then climb the wall. You need to get to a high cliff right behind the blue base. Real easy to get up on the cliff with a banshee, but you need a specter to get out of the map. The hardest part of this glitch is climbing up the ledge with the specter. And when you're up the cliff, go forward a little, and you should see a bump that slants. Park your specter on the slant. Make sure the right side is facing the outside of the map. And when it's perfectly parked in the slant position, get out, and your elite will jump outside of the map. Hopefully this tip helps. Keep up the good work, Protector. Pretty cool.
Just let people know that's on coagulation.
Oh, I was going to say, like, what map is this from again?
Yeah. Yeah. It's actually the McDonald's logo is out there.
Oh.
Pretty funny.
Yeah, sorry, here. I haven't seen that yet. Been long enough. I should check that out. Cool. So why don't we kind of switch off a little bit here. Who wants to go next?
Shardy hasn't said anything in a while.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing this is Battle Warrior says this too?
Yeah, so I pulled that one up. He also
says you need a Wraith and a Scorpion with this glitch. Have the Scorpion charge straight at the Wraith, and when a little bit of the front is covering the Wraith, it should boost. And if you do not, it will go flying and bounce like a pinball. Sometimes the Scorpion driver may die. Well, that helps. The second tank flying glitch is when you have two Scorpions. Flip one out upside down so its wheels are facing the sky. And take the second tank, put it straight on top of it, and flip the bottom tank, and the top one will go flying, if done correctly. Sometimes it won't work, but keep trying. Keep up the good work, Botacular.
That's pretty cool. So, like, the one with the, let's see here, the one with the Wraith tank, is it the Wraith tank that goes flying like a pinball?
Yeah.
The Scorpion goes flying.
I don't think you can get the Wraith to go flying, but I've seen the Scorpion fly around so much.
That's crazy, man. So if you're the Scorpion driver and you don't die, are you, like, flying around the map, bouncing
you
all
over
the place?
You sometimes die, but if, like, just the sheer force of the spinning tank slamming into a wall will sometimes, like, kill you. But sometimes it doesn't. It'll just, like, take out your shield and you just, like, shoot all over the place.
Crazy. Wow. That'd be pretty fun. Cool. Let's see. Why don't you do the next one, Painkiller?
All right. Armed Response X says, I have a quick tip that very few people seem to know, and that is very cool. I like to call it the meditation glitch, personally. If you jump in one spot continuously, up and down, without pressing any other buttons than A, you'll eventually glitch and will be standing in midair. Not only does this freak out your friends, but can be employed in matchmaking to reach high, hard-to-reach spots. Bear in mind that this requires much patience and does not always occur right away. I'm not sure what causes the glitch, but I believe it is a matter of perfectly timing your jump so that you hit A at the exact moment you land back on the ground. For instance, it can be used to reach the sniper post from the walkway on the second floor in Ivory Tower. Whether it can be mastered and effectively used in the matchmaking remains to be seen, but nevertheless, it is something which is fun to do in custom games and mess around with when you are really bored. P.S. Just to let you guys know, I'm from Bermuda, which I hope you guys have heard of. Someone posted in their blog on Podtacular's forums a while ago. It's this really long video, and they just have a ton of glitches. And one of them is a bunch of these floating things, and they get, like, into places of levels, like, really fast. By just, like, floating up there. I don't know how people do it, but some people can, like, move around while they're floating and, like, can go even higher.
Oh, crazy.
Yeah, like, I saw someone jump and, like, I was kind of, like, jerkingly floating upwards from the ground on terminal up to the overshield on the train track.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know how they did it, but it was pretty cool.
Hey, you know what? All this glitching, it just reminded me of something. Hey, Painkiller, you remember the double shot post I had on the forum there a little while back?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That was crazy, man. Okay, so if you guys don't already know, you can use the double shot, the RRX, and then you can use that and then switch weapons twice, so you switch back to your weapon really quick, and then hit RRX again. You can keep double-shotting to where you can use your BR as almost an automatic BR. And Painkiller can attest to it, man. I've seen it done, and it's freaking deadly.
Oh yeah.
But the timing is really tricky. And in fact, Total Sacrifice, who's one of our pro players at PodTagger, he's mentioning that it can be done more easily with a different button layout, to where you don't have to use the triggers in the whole mess. And I mean, I've found that if you do the whole thing really fast, basically as fast as you can move your fingers, then it can be done in quick succession. But it's hard to tie multiple RRXs together, I found. I don't know. Have you tried that at all, Pinkillo?
I haven't touched it. I haven't been on Halo in a while.
Yeah.
I've been playing Guild Wars.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool.
I've had it for about a week, and I've played over, I think it's 46 hours.
Dang, man. Jeez, don't you go to school?
RPGs are fun, what can I say?
Well, I guess you don't sleep much.
No, I'm pretty nocturnal.
That explains it. All right, well, on to one
Art
from...
Bat.
Huh?
He's echolocation, too.
Okay. On one from Immortal 3, who says, on Headlong, if you fly at a high spot with a Banshee without boosting, you can get out of the map easily. Also, to find super bounces, press Start, Y, and then B for a split second. It looks really weird, so look at the ground when you do that, and usually where there's lines intersecting, you can do a super bounce there. Usually you have to crouch somewhere. Anyway, with a slant coming towards you, it should do. Also, if your host is harder to super bounce, generally. He said he and his friend found on a Warlock they found 4 on Warlock and then 2 on Zanzibar with that method. Cool, just don't do it in matchmaking.
Yeah. It's so cheap in matchmaking. And people say, it's fair because everyone can do it. Well, it's not very fair if you're just, like, standing right over it and people can't jump, like, standing on top of the base on Zanzibar, for example. I mean, you can see on the radar if people try to super bounce up there, you could just kill them before they can even get close to you, so it's not fair at all.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, if someone's super jumping up towards you to, like, to be able to take you on one-on-one, you can hit them a couple times on the way up, so they're already, you know, their shields are already low by the time they get up there to take you on. So, for that reason, super jumping is cheap. Even if everybody can do it, which it's debatable, but, you know, from what I understand, TVs with older TVs in the UK with 60 hertz are not able to do it.
Yeah, use the PAL system.
Yeah. Yeah, anyway. Okay. So, who's next?
Shark.
Terminator Llama says, hey guys, I have a cool glitch for Burial Mount. Okay, to do this glitch, you need 2 people, 1 Spartan, a Wraith, and of course, Beyond Burial. Duh.
That's a Daw.
Okay, get 1 person. Yeah, Daw.
Daw!
Okay.
Daw!
Sounds like Jimmy B. But get 1 person to walk over to the burning pillar where the ghost spawns and stand up against it, then get the other person to get in the Wraith and boost into the guy against the burning pillar. The one standing there should fall down in the pillar and die, but the cool part is that when the guy falls and dies, a giant hologram thing of the guy that was killed appears across the whole level. It's really cool.
Yeah, you guys have seen this, right?
I never remember doing it, but I've seen videos.
Yeah. I saw it one day, these other guys were doing it, and I looked up, and what was weird was, instead of, like, the guy's body, for some reason the sword fell through, and it was a gigantic sword that was probably about 300, 400 feet across, like, hanging in the sky.
Yeah.
It was really freaky.
I'm gonna pick it up.
Yeah, really. That'd be a pretty powerful sword right there.
You just, like, tap the right trigger, and it's like everything dies.
The whole map just explodes.
I'm going to make that in Halo 2 for Windows Vista when that comes out.
Yeah, it's like kill tech or killing spree.
Nice. I've actually had it where I've done that and a big huge like rocket launcher would show up too.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Be kind of freaky.
That like does it lag it up at all when it does that?
No.
I didn't notice any lag either, no.
That's cool.
He also said that this will work with a ghost, which he said he found out in matchmaking. He was in Team Slayer and Burial Mounds, running in front of the burning pillar, when a guy and a ghost came up and smashed him into the pillar, killing him, and of course put a big image of his guy across the level. His whole team was like, WTF, and then a week later he's looking up glitches for Halo 2 on the internet, and he found that one. He had done it on accident. That's pretty cool. Pretty sweet. Well, let me continue on to Chemo23, who says a really cool glitch I found was on the level Delta Halo. And right at the beginning, behind the turret closest to where you spawn, you can walk through the bushes and get into the background mountains. He's also gone into the barely textured background and spent at least 2 hours exploring, climbing up practically vertical mountains. And when you do this, make sure to H equals do. Make sure to do it in co-op, because it's very easy to fall off the edge of the mountain and die. That way you have someone to respawn you. It's a pretty sweet glitch, though.
Yeah, I've seen a video of that. This guy beats the entire game of Halo 2 on Legendary in only 3 hours. And basically, he just cuts through, like, every map. He, like, runs through everything. And on Delta Halo, he just, like, finds every shortcut and goes, like, over the mountains and everything is...
Wow.
It's crazy.
That's wild. I'll have to H equals do that. Okay, on to Painkiller.
Alright, DeathDealer 009 says, I got a weird glitch. If you shoot those metal things at the beach of Relic with a Goshawk, it will launch you in the air. Then shoot it once more to make it flip like crazy.
What metal things?
I think he's talking about the shields. Like, they're like all over turf.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know how that would work, unless he's talking about doing it at, like, point-blank range.
I guess he's talking about the stand-up shields that spawn close to the crashed, transport thingy-jig. Yeah, that thing. Albatross. It's like the only albatross in the whole game is a crashed one.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Anyway, Shardy, you're up.
Okay, Ultimate Killer says, hey, Podtacular.
I stole the last part of my name.
He says, hey, Podtacular, I have a glitch for you. Make sure you have the usual glitches set up. Overshields, rocket, sword, etc. And then put tank, scorpion, tank as your big vehicle. Then go
tank,
to
scorpion,
the level.
Tank.
Yeah. Then go to level Zanzibar, get in the tank, and drive to the side of the big wheel where the base is. And drive your tank onto the wheel, wait for the wheel to pick you up, and drive forward. Doing this right, you will go flying on top of the base. However, if you do it wrong, you will still go into the base or bounce around. I've actually bounced over the seawall and outside the level. Be careful, you might commit suicide if you bounce too many times.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's kind of like what that other guy was talking about earlier.
Yeah, I just never
making the tank fly around.
I just never heard of that one though. I guess you drive towards the fan that's moving you up, or you drive away from it.
You drive up the wall, like you're sitting in the little fan rim thing, and you drive it toward the camo tower.
Okay.
And it'll just push you up, and you'll like the treads, I guess, get stuck in little holes in the side of the fans. Like, wheel case thing. And it, like, just compresses it so it just overloads it and just shoots it out.
Nice. Okay, let's do one more and move on to the next session. But got one from Plasma Grenades, who says, hey, Podtiger, it's Plasma Grenades, and I have two teleporter glitches. The first one is on most teleporters, you can jump right as you're going through the teleporter, and you'll go in the air when you go through, and you won't be assassinated. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I do that.
Do you? It's pretty sweet.
Like, whenever I go through a teleporter, make sure I jump, like, the second before I go through it. That way I'm in the air. And so, like, if someone's just standing right in front of it or near it, I'll just, like, fly over them. And unless they're really looking at their radar, they won't really notice me quick enough.
Dude, that's awesome. I gotta do that now. Wow. That's a good tip right there. He also said, let's see, a second one is on the teleporter on Gemini by the beam rifle. You walk around the back of the teleporter and hold forward, and your radar will show if your enemy is on the other side. Most of the time, they will also come through after you for an easy kill. Pretty sweet. Okay, well, that brings us to the end of our glitch section and on to some campaign tips. We got plenty of these as well, and we're also going to get us some pretty cool Halo 2 jokes coming up. So, all right, let's get started on those. Campaign tips. Why don't you go ahead, Shorty?
Okay. UPS Man 23 says, hey, I got a tip for the campaign map Outskirts. This is extremely useful on Legendary. First, you must find the secret skull on the map, Quarantine Zone, that makes your melee attacks and grenades more powerful. After you get that, load up the level out the big courtyard at the beginning of the level. You can use your advanced melee attacks to move boxes in front of all the entrances the enemies come from. They will still come, but will stay behind the boxes, leaving you to throw a sticky and kill them all.
Nice. So you like box in all the enemies and throw a sticky and like wipe them all out.
Yeah.
Cool deal. Wow, that skull comes in pretty handy right there.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff on Outskirts. Outskirts is the level with the most glitches that I've seen.
Really?
Yeah, like, have you seen the giant soccer ball?
No, I heard about it, though, yeah.
Yeah, there's a giant soccer ball, there's the scarab gun, there's a sword on the map, there's that glitch that you can kind of get out of the level and just wander around on the roofs. And yeah, there's just stuff like that.
Pretty cool. Why don't you take us to the next one?
And there's a skull blind, which disappears your HUD, and it's really annoying.
Yeah, I love. What's up with the skulls that, like, make things worse? It's like, are you going to make cheats, or are you going to make, like, skulls that, like, make things crappier? Like, have all the enemies do double damage? It's like, what?
I still want to somehow do Grunt Birthday Party. I've never done that one.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you get a headshot, and then they explode like a sticky.
Oh, nice.
That looks so great.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's the first one you're the Arbiter.
Yeah, it's right here. Yeah, that sounds pretty cool, though. That sounds like actually the coolest skull, because you actually go down there, and they're all, like, dancing around the skull or something.
Yeah.
Like, hey, it's so-and-so's birthday.
They should have all party hats on and, like...
Oh, really?
In front of them. No, they should.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, that'd be pretty cool. Yeah, that'd be pretty awesome. If they were, like, singing happy birthday and, like, they blow candles out or something.
I'd like to hear Grunt saying happy birthday with their high-pitched voices.
Yeah, really?
Happy birthday to you!
That was obligatory, man. You had to finish that off with an actual sample of grunt noise.
I couldn't help myself.
Well, why don't you take us to the next one?
Alright, 24/7 Gamer says, alright, in the level Outskirts, there's an easy way to skip the snipers and drones and crap. In fact, you get all the way to Hotel Zanzibar, which is the first place you use the flashlight. On the ground level, in the first open area, there's a truck. Keep going past the flip truck, and there will be an alleyway on your right. Go into it and turn left. There will be a small pile of garbage. Use that and duck jump onto the ledge, alternate crouch jumping. There will be another ledge straight ahead that you can jump to, and then get to the roof of the building you're on. Once you're on the roof, look for a dark grayish-brown arch, and keep jumping up. You'll see the area where the bridge is broken, and a pelican drops marines. Go into the bridge. You jump onto the lip of the bridge, you can crouch jump up to the slanted roof. Run to the right and jump to the other rooftop and follow it until you come to a copper-plated roof. Keep going until you see two air conditioning units. Jump up and look left. There's a chunk taken out of the side of the building. Jump in and you get a sword, like I was talking about earlier. From there, you can just follow the street to the hotel and deliver sweet justice to the Covenant with your new sword.
Dude, that's a long path right there. It's like, and then jump down and hang a left at, like, Zanzibar Street. And then when you get to the end of that, you'll see a barking dog, hang a right, and, when you get to the police station, ask directions.
For directions.
Yeah, really. I'm kind of lost. Do you happen to know where the hotel is?
Can you tell me where the sword is?
Yeah, I'm kind of... I'm looking for a sword. It's on my GPS unit. I just can't find it. I mean...
actually, there's another way you can get a sword. In front of the Hotel Zanzibar, there's a Red Elite, and I think he's on the turret. And if you just take out a shield, he'll jump off. And, like, you know the Elites, when they get, like, mad or when they're about dead, they usually pull out a sword?
Yeah.
Well, he'll actually pull out a sword, and you have to just kill him, and then you get a sword right there.
Nice.
It's a lot easier than everything he said.
Yeah, really. Jump left, hang right. Go down, go left, go up, up, up.
That might only be on Legendary, I don't know. Or not Legendary, but Heroic, because it's the only time I've ever done it.
Yeah. Man, I'm still stuck on Legendary after all this time. At the second, what do you call it? The boarding party, the second boarding party on the original, the Mac
Oh,
gun.
yeah.
Oh my gosh, dude, it's so freaking hard. Anyway,
I know.
I have to keep trying that. I've read a bunch of tips about it, and it's always like, use the noob combo, use, use dual needlers. And I do that, and I freaking run out of ammo with everything. So anyway, it's tough when you
AI
have
is
like
really
eight elites that
smarter.
are dual wielding on the other side of the freaking thing, and they're hiding behind cover and everything. And every time you poke your head out, they're dual wielding, and like two or three shots takes you out when you're on legendary.
Yeah.
So it's
I
killer.
wish they would just make them smarter and not more powerful. Or...
That would be
That'd be pretty
nice.
cool. Yeah.
That's actually a good idea. Definitely.
Instead of just like having them really stupid and just giving them awesome weapons, just make them smart and have them the equal weapons that you have.
Yeah, really. Have them like hide behind cover more, take you out from the side, things like that.
Yeah, bounce grenades off of walls.
Yeah, that'd be
That'd
good.
be pretty crazy.
On to G. Lewis, who says, for all campaign noobs out there, that can't be the second boarding party on Legendary on the first level. I'm a campaign noob. Woo! G. Lewis has got your back. Thanks, G. Lewis. First off, take out the two grunt gunners on the plasma turrets. Duh, I just get a BR and take those guys out. Okay, check. From here, find a plasma pistol and work the elites with a noob combo. It's much easier than anything else. Keep a close eye on the opening of the Covenant boarding craft and watch for when new enemies begin to spill out. Just before they're about to fall out of the opening, chuck a plasma grenade under their feet and try to get a few headshots. Okay, so like real quick, like I go back to the other room, right? Because you have to go back to the previous room to find any weapons because they're all over the place. And you gotta like grab those weapons and bring them forward because otherwise they're gonna disappear, right? So I just grab like whatever I can find in the other room and any other grenades and all that stuff, and then bring it forward. And then I go and take out a couple guys, and then a whole bunch of other ones come and replace them. And I've done that. You throw grenades right as they're about to land, and you take out maybe one or two because they're so powerful, right? And then I go back to get other weapons, and there's only a few left because a whole bunch of them disappeared. And I've gone and like touched every one that I'll use, and they'll still disappear. And it's like ah. So, anyway, happens to me. Okay,
Where do the
so.
weapons go? I think the Guardians steal
What's
them.
that?
I bet the Guardians steal the weapons.
Yeah, I guess so. They're like, ha ha. Good luck.
Weapons were stolen by the Guardians.
Yeah, they have a little message on the screen. Guardians just snag your weapons, sucker.
You just see like this gun just like flew through the floor.
Yeah, sucks to be you.
Have you ever seen screenshots of Dead or Alive 4 with the Halo map?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's that room, the where the borders are in.
Oh
It's funny
yeah.
though, because there's a blown up warthog and a ghost in there.
What?
Yeah, why would there be a ghost and a warthog in a Mac gun station?
What are they gonna do, man? They can't drive through the doors.
Oh, they could just like go around in little circles and just like shoot at things near them, I guess.
Okay, but
But there's
they do have the
Why would the Covenant
I
bring
don't know how the
ghosts?
ghosts got there, but they do have the they have the pelicans right there.
Yeah, well, the Pelican makes sense because it's like a docking bay.
Yeah, so maybe the pelican that's holding the warthog,
But how'd the ghosts get in there?
That's what I don't know. Yeah, that's what doesn't make sense.
And you started bringing it up as we were talking
Good
about
question. Well, let's see. He said also, beside the two turrets at the beginning, don't even worry about the rest of the grunts because they'll just waste your ammo. Try to take them out when throwing grenades at elites and focus mainly on the elites. Like I said, noob combo works best. Your only other alternative really is plasma grenades and battle rifle or the plasma pistol human pistol combo. Pretty cool. He said, while trying to use noob, try to get out in the opening because it will lure the elites closer to you, which makes for a better chance of landing the crucial plasma pistol shot. Don't even try to hit them with a plasma pistol if they're near a box or crate because they'll just slide right behind it out of harm's way. I hate when that happens. Freaking waste a plasma pistol shot when you only have like two or one plasma pistol left and you only have a few shots and you've
Oh,
got
I
like
know.
16 elites to kill. And it's like, and they hide behind one of those, shields or crates or something. It's like, damn it.
Yeah. I
Yeah,
hate it when the plasma pistol decides to be stupid And you charge it up, and you've only got, like, a few shots left. And right when you let it go, it just, like, it does nothing.
And it just fizzes out.
You're like, damn.
Yeah. Man, what are you going to do now?
Then you probably beat down.
Yeah. Well, he said, let's see. While using the noob, try to get on the opening. Let's see here. Did I already say that? Yeah, I already said that. Okay, lastly, don't get impatient like I do. If you lose the shields, then yes, hide. It may feel degrading. I'm so degraded because I lost my shields. But hey, you got to win somehow. All right, thanks, G. Lewis. Hopefully I will use that and maybe finally, after over a year, beat that one single level.
All right. You get just like stuck in the armory, which is the next
Well, let's move on to some. Let's move on to some Halo 2 jokes we got here. We got some good ones, man. Let's start with some. You know you've been playing too much Halo 2 if, and there's all kinds of good stuff on this one. Painkiller, why don't you start us off, man?
Alright. X Digital Slayer X says, when you try to press the Y button to see if any of your friends are at school or work that day.
Nice.
And again, he says, you play a game of Pac-Man, and when you kill one of the ghosts, you try to turn around and press down on the joystick to teabag them.
Kind of sucks when you got like a joystick in an arcade and you're trying to press down on it. You're like, stupid thing won't work.
It's like, what are you doing? And you just like look at the screen. You're just going like up and down, like back and forth on the little pad. I'm trying to teabag them.
You're like, you need to leave this bar. Yeah, really. All right, you're up, man. Shorty.
Cyclonic says, you know you're playing too much Halo when you run over to your neighbor's lawn, take a crap on their grass, and yell, bomb armed, bomb planted. Then runs for cover so you won't get hit with a smell.
That's definitely too much Halo and too much, I don't know, craziness.
Too much fiber.
Yeah. Definitely. Too much frost and mini wheats. Alright, well, Caboose 0070 says you play too much Halo 2 when you forget your name and only go by your gamer tag.
I do that all the time.
Oh my gosh.
I seriously
do
that.
That's sad. You're like... You're like signing your tax return and you're signing Fumo <Fumo Chive. laughs> Oh, it'd be killer, man.
No, I did that at school. Like, at lunch, I'll be, like, talking in third person with my gamer tag. Be like, Pinkle 05 took a math test today.
Or, like, WTF.
And my friends... Yeah, they actually do that, too. My friends are, like, serious hardcore gamers.
Yeah.
Such as myself. And just play, like, a variety of games. And we're just all into, like, the series Pure Pwnage and just talking in lead all the time. All sorts of crazy stuff like that. Like, my friends actually call me by my gamer tag sometimes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I've actually had people I don't even know call me by my gamer tag. So, like, at lunch again one day, some kid just walks past and is like, hey, Painkiller. And the guys at my table are like, how do they know who you are? I'm like, I don't know.
You're famous, man. Yeah. So he says, another one, if you're a level 51, definitely play too much Halo 2. No doubt. And you mod.
Yeah.
You have Halo 2 ites.
Fumo.
Yeah, I guess. You said you got every disease on Earth to skip school or work to go up from level 49 to 50. Definitely too much.
Up from 49 to 50.
Yeah, really, man. Anything above 30 is usually running into lots of mods.
I love it when level 50 say they got their legit.
Yeah, right.
I'm just like, no, you're lying. Like, I only, like... What is it called? Like, I only bridge, and I'm like, that's still cheating.
I know.
Living host. It gives you an advantage.
Yeah, you're really.
Like, no, it's not. It's not cheating. My connection just sucks so bad after cheat.
Yeah, really. Okay, well, you're next, Mankilo.
Alright. Sugar Daddy says, you know you play too much Halo when you call your farts the Divine Wind. You run up and down the street at night screaming, the Covenant are attacking, run for your lives! Because you saw a shooting star.
You try to run for where it lands.
You think your sister's hula hoop is one of the seven sacred rings. You go to school and kill the algebra teacher because you thought he was speaking in an alien language.
Wow. Yeah, don't do that. On to Shardy.
Lord Hobo says you've been playing too much Halo when you're playing another game that isn't Halo. You get killed and shout, new combo.
I do that.
Me too.
Really?
I did that in Call of Duty 2. Like, yeah. Someone could just, like, get a headshot with, like, a machine gun. But you're like, noob combo!
Man.
I'm like, modder!
Another one's when you say, like no scope. And...
yeah, I was playing Missile Command the other day, and I was like, no scope!
It was like, what? They just play Pac-Man, and, like, you just eat a ghost. You're like, no scope!
Sucker! He's playing a like boy a in his blob the other day. He's playing Final Fantasy, no scope. Alright, on to, let's see here, Denji20, who says you're at track practice, and instead of passing the baton to your team, your teammate, you hit him in the back of the head while screaming, assassination, noob! Definitely played too much Halo 2. When you, oh man, you're failing every single class, but you don't take care because you're one game away from a new symbol.
Symbol?
I guess the,
Not a symbol, you mean like rank?
Yeah, I guess the modding symbol, I don't know. I mean the moon and all that stuff.
I mean the ranks that tell everyone that you're a cheater.
Yeah, really. I don't get the point of that, man. Why do people like work so hard to cheat past all these people? Okay, and what happens? Okay, do you have to have host to mod? Because that's what I want to know.
Not all mods.
So
you don't have to be host to like run really fast.
So what happens when a modder runs into
to,
a modder?
Like, have a gun shoot grab. I don't know. I've never hired a modder, so I wouldn't know that.
That's what I want to know, man. Is like your mods against their mods? How does that work?
I think it's like whoever gets host wins. That's what I've heard. I've asked that before.
That'd be pretty
like,
crazy.
That's an interesting question.
It's like everybody has spawn mods and you're trying to... <It's> just...
and both the mods are just like spawn killing each other somehow.
Everybody's like spawning and aiming right for the other spawn and it's just like back and forth all the time. Let's see. Jared2001 says, you know you've been playing too much Halo when your mom comes into your bed and wakes you up, and after she leaves you fall back asleep, and when she comes back you tell her, I did wake up, it's just... he killed me and I respawned here.
That's good.
Yeah, really. Like the orange glow comes up from like your feet up to your head.
Right. One step ahead says, you know you have been playing, when you have been playing too much Halo win. When you see all of your friends as Marines or Spartans, all teachers are elites, all short kids are grunts, your principal is a prophet, all fat kids are hunters, and when in gym, when you do archery, the bow is a battle rifle, and you shoot three arrows at a time.
Okay, he does archery in gym?
I know, what school do you go to?
Dang, man. How come I didn't get to go to that school?
My school wanted to crush us with bows.
Yeah, really, man, just turn around like, that's freaky.
I just get, like, headshots off of people.
Like,
pure boom, headshot! Oh, crap.
Yeah. Yeah, my uncle owns a gun store, and he, like, he wants me to work for him once in a while. But, like, every time I get a gun on my hand, I'm just aiming at someone's head, man. I can't help it. Totally. All right, you're up. Short it.
Says, you know you've been playing too much Halo when you try to stick your dog when you play fetch with it. I was playing with my dog and I threw the ball at him. It hit him and he picked it up like he usually does, and I almost yelled, ah, I sticked you, noob. But I realized it was my dog and tennis ball, not a sticky.
Wow, man. You need therapy.
Maybe it was one of those actually sticky balls. Those actually work.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but and, then like it would be covered in dog fur and that would be really gross.
Yeah.
Or yeah, slobber. But if it's like spraying, you know, plasma out in all directions, it's bad news.
And he says, "You know, you've played too much Halo when you never know where your shoes are, but you know where every sticky spawn is on terminal."
That's so me right there.
That's a good one, man. Arctic Blade says, "You know, you play too much Halo when you start dual wielding pencils in school."
I started kind of doing something like that. I was running around the ruler yelling, "It's my beam sword."
Yeah, you play too much Halo 2, man. You qualify. Congratulations.
Well, you know, people get annoyed me, so I just assassinate them. Team Zebra says, "You know when you play too much Halo when you're watching the news and you hear a flood warning and you grab your shotgun and strap under your armor? You know too much... Wait. Okay, you want to... You know you play too much Halo when you go to a fast food restaurant and you ask for a noob combo."
Definitely. That's awesome. No doubt. Yeah, that's funny, the floor warning. Take these guys out. Alright, Neil the Savior says, "You know too, but you play too much Halo if..." Number one. Okay, he's got, like, numbers. Number one, you dream that you are in first-person view with a pistol from Halo 1 in your hand. Number two, your eyes become bloodshot. Okay. That, there's other reasons right for now. Your eyes to become bloodshot than Halo 2. Number three. Yeah. Number three, you start to question whether the Covenant are right or not. Right or not? What the? Okay. Oh, I see. Oh, okay.
No, maybe humanity doesn't deserve to survive.
Yeah. Maybe I should join the Covenant. I'm a defector.
That'd be funny. You, like, run around as, like, Master Chief, and you, like, run up to a grunt, "Let me join you!" Demon!
So you put, like...
"Wait, no, I'm on your side!" Jerry Flur.
So you put, like, a grunt outfit on, and you're running around.
I'm one of you.
Be crazy. You go to school dressed up as Master Chief when it's not Halloween. Definitely play too much Halo.
I would do that if I had enough money to buy the armor.
I'd be like, excuse me, you need to go home, because you need to change your clothes.
Hey, like, excuse me, can you tell me where I can recharge my shield?
Like, chill up, noob! Pull out my SMG. You start quoting what grunts say, as well as little spurts from the Marines.
Air breather?
"Dear Sarge, opponent aliens on the different planet. Marines. I heard that.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Gotcha. Let's see. You start... Okay. You, when playing any other first-person shooter, you look at the bottom left for your radar, and you use A to jump and the thumbsticks to zoom and crouch. Okay. Guilty as charged on that one.
A jump in most shooters.
Yeah, that's true. Except for older ones.
If you can jump.
That's because everybody's taking a cue from Halo 2, man. That's why.
Yeah. Well, it's got a great setup.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, the control, the button layout is good.
Yeah. No
doubt.
You know,
in Medal of Honor, you press A to shoot. That is the most annoying thing ever.
That's got to be pretty frustrating. Can you change it at all?
No, but I always pull the trigger whenever I play it. I mean, I haven't played in a long time, but when I did play, I always pull the trigger. I'm like, why isn't it the trigger?
Yeah, really, you would think, man. It's trigger, you know, like gun trigger. Yeah. Come on.
If I'm playing a shooter, I don't want to press a button to shoot. I want to pull a trigger.
Yeah, really. Dude, Medal of Honor, I swear, that whole series, it's like you're running through one gigantic tunnel the entire game. I don't know if you guys, I don't know if you guys ever play that, but like I've played like two of them briefly, and I just got so bored with them because there's always like a giant thicket like on both sides. You know, there's a whole thing of like bushes all the way along the sides. It's basically forcing you in one direction. It's just feels so lame.
That's why I like Call of Duty 2, because it's not like that.
Yeah, there's multiple ways to go through things, and it's more like I don't know, feels more open ended at least. There's ways, you know. But then again, you know, Medal of Honor is old, so. But there's a lot more recent, a lot of more recent games have figured out ways to make things even feel more open-ended when they're not necessarily, which is kind of interesting.
Oh, like Battlefield 2. The maps in Battlefield 2 are huge.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, You can just, like, take a vehicle and just drive all the way across the map. It'll take, like, 5 minutes.
Dang.
That's in a vehicle. Ever. Think about the people that walk. And, like, the snipers, they just go, like, hide somewhere and take forever to find them.
Man.
Have you guys ever heard of PlanetSide?
Yeah.
Heard of that.
That game, it would take you, like, a year to walk from one side to the other.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Is the game pretty fun? Well,
yeah, when I first started playing, I didn't know about teleporting and everything.
So I walked everywhere?
I actually spent an hour walking from place to place.
Nice. My gosh. Wow. Yeah, I heard that game's free now, right? It's free for like a year subscription or something like that? Yeah, yeah. It's free. Yeah.
I might start playing it.
Yeah. So that's one of those massively multiplayer first-person shooters going on. Yeah. First of its kind, rather.
It was really nice, too. It was a really fun game.
Sweet. So I guess Huxley is the one that's supposed to replace that eventually, right? For the PC, or for the 360, rather. Anyway, yeah, it is. Okay, so why don't we do a couple more, and let's wrap it up. Who's next? Go ahead.
We're going to skip the rest of this guy's.
Just pick one. Yeah, yeah.
Alright. Cyclonic says, you know you play too much Halo when you... No, what the crap? Twice? He's up here twice.
I think he posted the same thing as someone else posted.
No. That's Cyclonic again.
Oh, man. He must
Cyclonic
have posted
it
once.
First time.
Okay.
Cyclonic,
okay.
Spammer.
Moving on.
He's at two different ones now. So Cyclonic says, again, you know you play too much Halo when you hit three animals with your car and say, triple kill.
You know you have a problem when you're hitting three animals anyway.
You know you play too much Halo when you call your mom's new minivan a ghost. My ghost, I call mine a shadow.
There you go.
Makes more sense.
I call it an albatross, man.
I don't know. It carries around my clanmates.
Yeah.
All right. Red Baron says, you know you've played too much Halo if you pull your trigger finger in your sleep. And you know you've played too much Halo if you have a dream of the Master Chief shooting at you.
Pull your trigger finger in your sleep, dude. You're like twitching in your bed. Your mom's like, what's going on with him?
It's like it's all quiet in your house. You hear boom, that shot.
Oh, pwn, you noob.
Or it's like you're like, nah, mother. It's like your parents wake you up. It's like you're having a nightmare.
Like, no, where are they? Where are they? Elites are right around the corner.
I'm being spawn killed. Report them. Report them.
Nice. Well, real quick, Crazy Killa says you play too much Halo 2 when you okay. Actually, this is the... Let's do, like, one or two of these. You know you haven't been playing enough Halo 2. It's the other way around. This is pretty cool. Okay. Crazy Killa says, you know you haven't been playing enough Halo 2 when you don't even know who Frankie is. When you don't know what MLG, the BR, or stickies are. And you get more suicides than kills in matchmaking. Definitely not enough. You didn't know you could play as an elite. Yeah, you need to check out the options.
Right, Good Cat says, you know you don't play enough Halo, and you have more deaths than the rest of your team has kills combined.
Definitely not enough.
Grenades go at your feet, right?
Okay, pretty much.
Wrist Pablo says, you say you have Halo 2 on your PS2. You're below a level 1. You don't have Xbox Live. You say where the red gun spawns and the other Covenant level.
Yeah, really.
You don't listen to Podtacular. Yeah. Every time you go into the blue screen, report everyone in the game. You hold the controller upside down. You haven't made a custom game. On any of the new maps, and you don't have a microphone.
Yeah. definitely.
There's actually a lot of them out there.
Yeah, really, I know. What's up with those? I think a lot of them, they're just, their mics break, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, like, I've had at least 3 or 4 mics break.
Mine is wireless, so it doesn't break.
Well, we got a whole bunch more of the, you play too much Halo 2, and you know you don't play enough Halo 2, and every other topic we've had tonight, but we had to skip past it for time reasons, so let's wrap it on up. But, hey guys, tune in next week for the Halo 3 show. We're going to talk about the latest speculation leading up to E3, the latest proof that Halo 3 is going to be at E3. Definitely, I really believe that. And what fans want to see.
Here we are, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, really. And what fans want to see in the,
dreams.
In the most anticipated game in the video game world coming up.
It's Solitaire 2?
Yeah. I'm pumped, man. Can't wait.
You could put the reds on top of other reds?
Yeah. Did you hear, man? That's what they say. Bungie Studios has been busy on their next project, Solitaire 2. So yeah, you guys can send in your tips, etc., all your stuff that, you know, submissions for the next show to podtacular@gmail.com. We actually ask for new stuff every week, so you can check it out, what we're looking for, at podtacular.com and submit your stuff. And hey, maybe we'll say your gamer tag on the air if it's good. Definitely. So you can also call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO. And also thanks to Cyclonic for editing this week's show and for all the shows for that matter. Really appreciate it. Much obliged to Cyclonic for all the work he does on that. And until next time, I'm your host, Fumo Jive. And
I'm Pankylo 5.
And this is Shorty.
Keep on firing trucks, guys.
There's only one thing left to say.